America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Happy Election Day. It's almost over, so no more text messages, no more commercials, no more complaining about the commercials on the text line and all that good stuff. Yeah. So we almost here. And
my name is Reggie, and I approve that message.
Yes.
Yeah, we gonna talk about a little fun kind of election thingy, I guess, mm-hmm. at the end, but
election related.
Yeah, election. Yeah, election related. But before we get to that, I got to get to the Milk Dud Man, as Steven Nelson, former Texan, called D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
And remember earlier, I want to say it was earlier this year, last year, he was criticizing D'Amico Ryans a lot.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the reasons he probably didn't come back to the Houston Texans, end up retiring. So happy retirement to him. But he's still out here putting out content, man. He have a podcast called the Corner Suite Podcast. And he has some things to say about D'Amico Ryans. And this was after the Jets game. And I want to, honestly, it was tough for him to, it was tough for me to kind of hear him criticize D'Amico Ryans early on.
Yeah.
Now I want to play this. I want to be have a point
okay.
now, because we starting to see some flaws in D'Amico Ryans now, and we really didn't see those flaws last year. But now a lot of people starting to have that conversation now that you can tell the honeymoon phase is over.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just criticized him last segment. So I want to know, if do Steven Nelson actually have a point in what he was saying? This is Steven Nelson on the Corner Suite podcast. Pretty much talking about D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, and I guess is this fair criticism?
Okay.
D'Amico Ryans continuously put his players in harm's way, specifically talking about the secondary, you know, and that's what you're going to get when you got a linebacker-ish head coach. He's going to, you know, draw plays as much as he knows, as much as his brain can think. He don't know nothing about no secondary. He doesn't even care about all that. His whole thought process is based on stopping that run, front seven type of thing. Secondary guys, hey man, y'all got that on y'all on y'all own. That's how linebackers think. So when you got a guy that's been DC over San Fran, had some success, come over here, be the head coach. I mean, the philosophies don't really change. The thought process doesn't really change. So that's why you get Jalen Pretry in unfavorable positions like that.
Now, I wonder, like, do you feel like he actually have a point with that? Maybe the weakness in the D'Amico Ryans defense is the secondary. Do you feel like he actually have a point to that?
First of all, the weakness is the secondary. We talked about it, I believe, yesterday. They've given up more passing touchdowns than anybody this year. So I don't necessarily mean that correlate that with he's got a point, But right now is a good time to bring it up because they have been giving up some TDs.
Now, if he would have said this before the season, then we would be like, get out of here, yo bitter ass.
Yeah.
Get out of here. But you feel like he got a point, though?
Whew, it's tough because it feels like it's not coming from a good place, I'll tell you that. But one of the things that we have talked a lot about is the ways in which they have a lot of trust in Jalen Petrie in man defense covering, and maybe it's to a degree that you probably shouldn't. Now, I do wonder how much of that is out of somewhat necessity if you're going to play man.
Yeah.
He's going to have to play man as well, and I don't know that you have another guy there. It'll be interesting to see how much that continues to persist with Jeff Okudah if once he's activated fully, once he's able to get out there and play snaps on game day for you, if you continue to see Jalen Petrie having to kind of have those snaps in man. But they did. There were some instances where they were playing a lot of man, and I'm asking why you're playing so much man in some of these instances.
Yeah,
I would not nearly go as far as, well, that's because he's a linebacker. Linebackers don't know nothing about what's behind them. I wouldn't go that far by any means. But there have been some instances to question, like, the decision to play man or play defense in some of the ways that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and look, I know Steven Nelson, it wasn't the sexiest send-off for him with this organization. He threw some shots at Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
And he called D'Amico Ryans the milk dud. Man, I think he called him a meathead at one point, meathead coach. But it seemed like it's starting to hit home a little bit now, where we are seeing the struggles with the secondary.
I wouldn't go all the way that far.
Yeah, but it seemed like it hit a little different than it did in the offseason when Steven Nelson was talking a little more. But maybe, I guess, stay tuned to that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Young Thug is free. I don't know if y'all familiar with Young Thug, the rapper, but he is free. He is home. He been in jail for like 2 years fighting a RICO case.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I thought it was over with for him, man. I thought they was going to slap him with like 45 years or life or something like that. He had a lot going on, but
Those RICO charges.
Yeah, those are hard to, They have to have a good case against
you. They put together a real sloppy case.
It was a wild case. Yeah. I can't wait to see this documentary on this case.
Yeah.
But he's home. He's on a 15-year probation.
Yikes.
That is going to be
15
years, man. So I'm going to read, I'm going to go down the list of things he cannot do in this probation. So he is banned from Metro Atlanta for 10 years, except for family weddings, funerals, graduations, or serious illness.
He's about to be like Uncle Junior in The Sopranos. Just everybody's having a funeral, getting married somehow.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Pulp Fiction. Your L.A. rights have been revoked.
Okay.
Your Atlanta rights have been revoked.
Yeah. So another thing he cannot, he have to do is he must get 4 annual anti-gang/gun presentations or concerts in Metro Atlanta. So technically, I guess
he can come back for those.
For the concert.
Yeah, he can come back for that.
It's going to be all concerts, right?
I don't know. He might mix it up.
I can see that. He also he can't have any contact with any gang members or co-defendants except for his brother and Gunna, who is another rapper that's under his label.
YSL.
And also, he is forbidding from promoting gang-related content in any form. So I'm guessing that's including songs, videos, and all that stuff, which that last part kind of hit home with me a little bit. And this have to do with AI. So we know how dangerous AI can get. And I want to
crossover.
Yeah,
it's a bad joke that people have made a trillion times. I apologize.
Yeah, I want to play this song for you, man. I want, and this is a song that was kind of going all over the place with allegedly Young Thug. I guess this was supposed to be his coming home song. I just want to get y'all thoughts on this.
Yeah, I was just screaming, came out of court with my middle fingers up. Brian Steele, that's my lawyer, is pussy. In the cell, all I did was you eat Doritos. Got no bail, man. I really had to free my ego. Cocky hell.
So this is an AI song.
Oh yeah?
Somebody made this song. This is Young Thug did not make this song. Somebody made an AI song pretty much trying to say, oh, this was his first song out.
Oh, trying to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a little dangerous,
That's
man.
That's scary.
That's a little dangerous because when if you know, we say forbidden from promoting gang related content in any form, when if the judge said, hey, wait a minute, that's a Young Thug song.
Yeah. I feel like that can't get be actionable, though, right? Like, you can
disprove it so easily.
But that's kind of scary, man.
No, it's definitely scary.
That's very scary. I thought that was a red flag, man.
Honestly, what I find to be more scary in that particular situation of, like, can't promote gang violence is, like, the whole case was basically trying to take, you know, his you know, current music and whatever and basically, you know, link it to some level of like gang affiliation or whatever. Like that was the whole case. And it felt like it was very far ranging. Right. And I know that there's some people that will be like, well, yeah, that's what happens in rap music. But like,
yeah,
there was almost like a dangerous association being made that almost by, you know, the DA and such. And the prosecution that almost seemed to indicate that like rap music is inextricably linked to nefarious behavior and criminality, and that's a dangerous place to go. And that, like,
yeah,
depending on what judge or what have you, like how they interpret it, that kind of interpretation could basically make it so that like his music in general is untenable. If they're like, anything that you do, depending on how it sounds, like is attached to criminality, and we can interpret that as, you know, promoting gang violence, then you're in a bad space.
You almost can't do anything new.
Yeah. Right? He going to strictly have to do some type of R&B.
Yeah.
Make love song.
He said R&B, make love song.
Yeah. A lot of people going to be tuned in to him to see what type of songs he going to start making content wise. Because it's a little tricky. That's a whole different rabbit hole, though, man.
I know you want to get something else here, but I'm still fascinated by the terms of the probation. Because, like, for most people, this is the easiest thing in the world. Don't go to Atlanta.
Just
cool,
stay home.
I can do that.
Yep.
Don't affiliate with gangs. Never do.
Yeah.
You know, forbidden from promoting gang.
Move to the Netherlands.
This is the easiest. This should be.
I would be out.
Yeah, but Lopez, what if somebody came around? Don't promote gangs. Except we know the gangs typically have a lot of fishing paraphernalia in there.
No,
so
that's
if
what
we
saying.
See you with fishing paraphernalia, we're going to assume that you're in a gang, right? Like,
how do you know I'm not?
All of a sudden, you know what? I had not considered it.
Have y'all seen that movie Three Strikes?
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like, for most people, but this is going to be next to impossible for him.
Yeah.
Like, this is the easiest probation ever.
Yeah. It's tough, but like I said, that AI song, that's a little scary, man.
They told him to go make some country songs.
Yeah.
Get on his Kirk Franklin, make some gospel.
That's right.
He's going to have to do something. So it's election time today, and I actually ran across this list of different owners in the NFL who donated to whichever party they wanted to donate to.
Yeah.
Who put in.
Yeah.
Who put in the pot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to run down this list real quick. So the Waltons, shout out to Walmart.
They own the Broncos.
Yeah, they own the Broncos. They donated $20.6 million.
Big money.
Yep.
Big money. They brought the ribs. They brought the rack of ribs.
Yeah.
In fact, all the fine meats that are being put
they
in.
They got Wagyu, man.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to.
They
in
brought
a minute.
All that.
So the Jets, they donated $800,000.
Woody Johnson?
Yep, Woody Johnson.
He was like, I'll bring the hot dogs. I got the hot dogs.
$800,000 is hot dogs.
Hot dogs and hamburgers, I got you.
Yeah.
Yep. Jimmy Haslam for the Browns, he donated $729,000.
Potato salad and beans.
Yeah.
Potato salad and beans.
He's like, you need this on the plate.
Yeah, it's going to be important.
Yeah.
Edward Glazer of the Tampa Bay Bucks donated $722,000.
Oh, what's that? That's important. That's got to be a little dessert, maybe.
Oh yeah, there you go.
A little dessert, a little apple pie.
Depending on the cookout, he might have brought the mac and cheese.
$20.6 million, though. Wow.
Yeah. Mike Bidwell of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah. Of the Arizona Bidwells.
He donated $120,000.
Right. He brought buns.
Man, a little more than buns, maybe. $120,000, maybe.
Now he brought buns.
That's still a lot for the donation, though, man.
Okay.
He brought the iced tea.
Got to get you a drink.
All right. It's about to get a little tricky now.
All right.
Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. 35 G's.
Wait, what?
$35,000.
Now we're talking buns at most.
I mean, you kind of need the buns for the hot dogs and hamburgers.
$35,000 is less than buns then.
Okay.
Yeah. So, wait, hold that thought. Somebody's going to say, hold my beer. Robert Kraft donated $22,000.
Thousand or million?
Thousand.
He said 22 million. That's wild.
Jerry Jones.
All right.
20 G's.
That's a drop in the bucket. He's just trying to be involved. He just wants to be a part of the party.
All right. Now, here we go,
Jerry Jones brought monogram cups.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's get to John Lopez's best friend, Amy Adams Strunk.
Oh, Stephen Ross and Robert Kraft brought forks and napkins. Thank you to the YouTube. Yes.
I'm curious to know how much what Amy Adams brought.
Okay.
$3,300.
She donated $3,000.
Amy Adams did.
Not $3,000, $3,300.
Yeah, somebody said them fellas brought ice. She brought what I bring sometimes to a cookout, which is my incredible personality and a generous appetite.
That's what she brought
$3,300.
She brought koozies that were in a drawer at her house with other logos on them. She didn't even like that. Yeah, it's going to be like K&K Construction, you know, is on one koozie. The next koozie is going to be like the so-and-so tailgaters of Tennessee. $3,300?
No, what she brought, she said, I'm the gift. I'm the gift.
Someone said that's the ketchup, not even the mustard. Amy Adams donating $3,300 is like bringing a 4-pack of beer for only her and her to drink.
Yeah. Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, she brought some Chipotle now.
Chipotle.
She got those out the glove department.
Everything she brought has someone else's logo on it. It's a freebie that she had in her drawer.
Yeah,
she re-gifted some cookout material.
$3,300, man.
Congratulations to all of them. Toothpicks. Oh, wow. That's a great answer to a one.
Toothpicks.
Yeah, she brought an aluminum foil.
There you go. That's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand off to our guys, Clint and Ron of The Drive. It'll only be an hour remaining till the trade deadline. Let's recap the things that have happened and the things that simply haven't. We'll do that next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.